Check, 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 check. We shouldn't hear anything here. Check, check, check. Check, 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 check.
Check. Check, check, check. 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 Check, check. Checky, check, check.
Check, 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 check. Okay, good. All right, so now we'll go up here. Some people might be tuning, probably not. Here we go. Check, check, Salem Red Sox baseball versus the Lynchburg Hillcats. This is a test for opening day. Go ahead.
Opening day test. Salem Red Sox versus Lynchburg Hillcats baseball game.
Test, 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 test.
Test, 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 test. Test, test. Lynchburg Hillcats, Salem Red Sox.
Thank you.
Baseball has returned to Salem, Virginia, and we welcome you into the 2022 Salem Red Sox season in full capacity here at Carilion Clinic Field at Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Red Sox are coming off a successful season under Luke Monts, falling just one game shy of the league championship series. But now they're back looking to take the Carolina League reins. They'll battle a rival that they are pretty familiar with in the Lynchburg Hillcats. How about 1,162 games between the two, dead even at 581 apiece. It's opening day here in Salem, and we're here to bring you the action. Hello and welcome inside the broadcast booth. My name is Kevin DiDomenico, bringing you the action once again for the second season, but joined by a new face here in the booth, Andy Losey. Andy, welcome aboard.
Thank you so much, Kevin. Really excited for what 2022 can bring for the Salem Red Sox organization. As you mentioned earlier, had a great showing in 2021. Even with the name coming back with the Carolina League, it's looking like we're going to have a very solid squad in Salem this year. So it's going to be a very fun summer to see how the Red Sox can do in the Carolina League.
With weather looming here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, as well, we take a look at the starting lineup for the Lynchburg Hillcats. They're led by Omir Santos in his first season at the helm. Luis Durango will lead off. He'll be out in center field. Dion Frias will be at shortstop batting second. Jorge Burgos will be in right field batting third. In the four hole, Will Bartlett. He's over at first base. Jake Fox, the second baseman, batting fifth. Ilan Tolentino will play third and bat sixth. Carson Tucker, the DH, batting seventh. Isaiah Green in left, batting eighth. And Richard Paas, the catcher, batting ninth. They'll face the Red Sox number one pitcher, Wilkomin Gonzalez, highly touted, the 10th-ranked prospect in the organization. Fastball 92 to 96, topping at 98. We saw that in spring training. A changeup at 84 to 87, a curveball 11-5. And boy, does it have a long break, but inconsistent at times. Look out for him today, Andy, as rain begins to fall here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. So we may have a delay coming. Red Sox are warming up right now. Gonzalez is heading to the mound, but fans are heading to the concourse and promptly. Hey, opening night couldn't go any better, huh?
It couldn't. I talk about it. Getting the season underway, we had this doubt almost the entire day about whether this game was going to start on time, and we avoided a great deal of rain for the hour leading up to first pitch, Kevin. But as we go on, we see off to our right field side, rain starting to come down a bit. We'll see if their umpires let the players go here in the early showing. It might be a quick pass through. We don't really know. It could be a few hours or so, so we're going to have to see exactly what comes with this weather and how much of an impact it'll make on this game.
So we'll see if a delay comes. Gonzalez is still warming up on the mound, and the Red Sox warming up as a team. And the leadoff hitter for the Hillcats, Luis Durango, is out on deck warming up as well. So for now, the game is on. First game of the series, no series history to recap, but we can look at last season. Red Sox 71-49, we mentioned their success. Hillcats average season 58-62, and once again, Omir Santos will take the helm this year in his first season. He spent the last season in the Dominican Summer League and then five seasons in the majors playing for four different teams as well. Again, weather 52 degrees and windy. Wind at 11 miles an hour. That's blowing out to the left field foul pole. And now some rain here coming into the area. And game number one, we take a look at the dimensions. 325 down the left in down the line in left, 401 in dead center, and 325 down the line in right. Stephen Craze will be the field umpire this evening, and Trey Jester behind home plate calling balls and strikes. As Gonzalez finishes his warm-up tosses, we take a look at the defensive alignment for the Salem Red Sox. Wilkomin Gonzalez and Nathan Hickey are the battery. Lays Jordan over at first. Brainer Bonassi at second. Marcelo Meyer over at short. Edinson Paulino at third. Miguel Ugueto over in left. Philip Sykes in center. And Eduardo Vaughn in right. Ready to get underway. Rain coming down. Wind blowing out to left. But it's a beautiful night for baseball. Gonzalez kicks, offers. The first pitch is in there on the outside corner for a called strike. Remember, the pitch clock has now come into effect, Andy. So 14 seconds on the clock for him to deliver the pitch, but Gonzalez works quick. He delivers the next pitch inside. It's ball one.
Yeah, that pitch clock's going to make a big difference this year, Kevin, especially here in the Carolina League. It'll be a faster rotation for our pitchers.
1-1 inside. Off-speed pitch. Two balls and a strike. Faces Luis Durango. The lefty swings through a fastball upstairs. It's 2-2. Well, he's got his velocity up quite a bit during the spring. Here comes the 2-2. Line shot foul, opposite field, and a fastball. And 2-2 remains. Welcoming Gonzalez was just 140 pounds when he got signed back in 2018. Said he learned about nutrition in the States. That one's popped up foul ground, third base side, and out of play. Ends on the concourse. And 2-2 stays. So 84 to 85 when he got signed. How about 92 to 96 now, topping at 98? 2-2 ready. Here it is. Inside, and we'll go full. That one just above the knees and taken by Luis Durango. Durango out in center field tonight.
Yeah, as we've gotten deeper into this at bat, Kevin, I feel like it's gotten even difficult for Gonzalez. The rain is coming down even harder with a little bit of wind as well.
3-2 line shot back. So the first at bat here of the season is going deep. We got some rain here in the press box. Had to close the windows. Even our computers got wet here. So battling the elements in the first couple minutes of the season. 3-2. Swinging a chopper foul right off the glove of Nathan Hickey. Early going, top one. 3-2 count here against Luis Durango. Welcome in Gonzalez, the starting pitcher here for Salem. Wind blowing at about 15 miles an hour down the left field line. 3-2. Upstairs he walked him. What an at-bat from Luis Durango.
And not a bad way to get the season going on. You know, you get a called one strike. You might go down the hole. It's a very difficult at bat. I mean, if we look at the center field, that foul pole, not foul pole, the flag pole, is fighting its conditions. And for Lynchburg to get their first bat of this at bat.
So here comes Dion Frias, 19 years of age. Playing shortstop tonight. One of the smaller players on this squad, 5'7", 140. First pitch is inside, ball one. On a fastball. Frias hit .322 last year and was an Arizona Complex League All-Star. Had 49 hits, 4 home runs to go along with it. Here's the 1-0. Runner going on a pitch out. Hitting runs on. It's popped up left side out of play. 1-1. So a couple new rules. The pitch clock is now enforced. And the shift as well.
Yeah, Kevin. And now 18 seconds on that pitch clock, because when you have a runner on board, you add 4 seconds to the clock. So Gonzalez has a little bit more time to work with.
1-1. So we have a fly ball foul. Again, this is near side. Third base side. 1-2 we go. Again, these players did not have the chance to experience the pitch clock down in spring training. Neither did the pitch clock operator. This is his first appearance as well. Here's the 1-2. It's picked over to first. Diving in safely is Luis Durango.
It's a pretty good time to mention this as well, Kevin. With the pickoff rule as well, you only get two and during the pitching against a batter. As a rule, it has been around here in the Carolina League, but it does return here in 2022.
1-2 time called by Durango. Or excuse me, that's Dayon Frias. At the plate, as Gonzalez comes set. Beltai kicks and offers. So we got a line drive right field. Playable in right, however. Burgos is there. No, diving can't make the catch. It trickles by him, and Sykes will have to come up with it. On second now is Frias. To third is Durango. He thought that ball was going to be caught. And now second and third, nobody out.
Well, I think the wind played a big effect on that one, Kevin. As you got to see, after Vaughn made that diving attempt towards the baseball, his hat rolled a good feet out towards center field. It just goes to show how these conditions are a little difficult to play with. I mean, our flags are fully in its full force right now with this wind coming right through this valley. And now Salem and Gonzalez in a little bit of trouble here. Two runners in scoring position with nobody out.
You take a step back, right, and you look at the weather right before first pitch. It seemed like even till 6:55, it was sun shining and barely any clouds. And out of nowhere comes this massive storm from just beyond the right field foul pole. And now fans scattering around. Players didn't expect this as well. And a little bit of mayhem on the field. Second and third, nobody out. Hillcats threatening here in the top of the first. Gonzalez kicks and fires. It's a breaking ball. Drops inside. It's ball one. Nothing to score. One hit for the Hillcats. And here's Jorge Burgos. Hit 325 last year, 6 stolen bases. Threat on the base path as he lines one down the line, first baseline. It's foul. Just outside of the arms of Jordan. 1-1.
Burgos was able to get the most out of the ACL as well as the Carolina League. Hit pretty well on both divisions, Kevin, as he hit almost 300 during the year. He could be a very solid number three hitter for the Hillcats here in April.
Gonzalez looks in. Comes set, belt highs. Runners on second and third. Top of the first in a 1-1 count. Breaks one off outer half. It misses 2-1. Durango off third. Frias off of second. Put them in. Gonzalez kicks offers. Swing and a miss. Got him on a fastball inside. Just above the knees. 2-2.
Great pitch there from Gonzalez. Has to be aggressive in these situations, Kevin. You can't make the situation much worse than you are in. And that was an excellent delivery from Gonzalez.
Burgos, 20 years of age. Awaits it from the left side, waving his bat back off his left shoulder. Here's the pitch. Swinging a fly ball foul. That's back toward us. It'll land on top of the press box and roll out 2-2. So some long at-bats here from the 1-3 hitters. Durango taking it to 3-2. Now 2-2, a couple fouled off here from Burgos. Number 18 seconds back on the clock. With runners on. Gonzalez looks in. The pitch clock will not be enforced here in these first couple of games, giving them a grace period as Gonzalez fires a fastball upstairs and outside. He struck him out. Burgos is down swinging. One away, runners on second and third as these squads continue to play through the elements here in Salem, Virginia. And that brings Will Bartlett to the plate. The righty, familiar face here in Lynchburg.
A good strikeout there from Gonzalez gives him some momentum with inside himself mentally, as you notice the Red Sox moving a little bit inside to the edge of the grass now.
Yeah, Meyer playing to the pole side of Bartlett as the breaking ball is in there, 11-5 for a called strike, 0-1. Meyer playing way off of the second base bag, almost closer to third, and right next to his teammate Paulino over at second. Bonassi creeping toward the first base back. Jordan almost straight up. So we're going to fly ball foul on the first base line. It's 0-2 quickly to Will Bartlett.
Yeah, Bartlett, our first left-handed batter of tonight's game for the Hillcats, might actually enjoy this one a little bit, Kevin, with the way the wind blows right out to the left field wall.
Mound here is Hickey joins Wilkman. And the runner, the players at the corners stay put. You know, it's interesting. You look at, you know, players like Marcelo Meyer who are playing in their first couple games here in full season ball. What a first game to have here with all the elements coming down, the wind, the rain, and just having to play through that out of nowhere. Didn't expect it.
even 5 minutes before the game, and fans scattering and players having to play through this, I'm sure this is one they'll remember.
Absolutely. Welcome to Salem, Virginia.
That's right. Barletta waits in 0-2. Gonzalez comes set at the belt. Kicks deals. Swing fly ball, right side foul. Onto the concourse, takes one hop into the hands of a fan right in front of section 305, and 0-2 remains. So manager Luke Mons back with Salem for his second season. Amir Santos in his first season after coming from the DSL as a breaking ball gets him on the outer half. Got him looking. Strike three. Gonzalez battling. Back-to-back strikeouts for Wilkerman. There's two away, two on.
Yeah, 24 pitches now for Gonzalez in the top half of his first inning, but 17 of them have found the zone. So Gonzalez has been in a little bit of a situation, but it is getting brighter in his game as it's starting to get even darker here in Salem.
Gonzalez looks in. Runners on second and third with two away. He'll face Jake Fox. Fox takes a fastball upstairs. Letter high, ball one. Fox, 19 years of age out of Lakeland, Florida. A Lakeland Christian product. Hit 405 last year in the FCL. 1-0. Breaking ball outside just misses, just below the knees as well. 2-0. Nothing-nothing, your score, top of the first inning. Kevin DiDomenico, Andy Losi on the call on MILB TV. Hillcats and Red Sox for opening day, all around. 2-0. Fastball inside, three balls, no strikes.
Jake Fox will be a batter that many people who are following the Carolina League this season should keep an eye out for, as you mentioned. An incredible batting average down in the ACL. Almost had an on-base percentage of a .5. Very reliable to get out of a player when he was 18 years old. Now as 19, makes the jump up to single-A ball and doing a very good job of being patient in his first at-bat.
The pitch. Fastball in there. Taking all the way. It's 3-1. Yeah, Jake Fox played baseball since he was 5 years old. Actually was burnt out, is what he said, at 12. Ended up quitting. Had to find the love for the game again. 3-1 is flown left field, tailing out of play. That's a tough one to read with the wind as well. But he burnt out and came back, had to find the love of the game once again, and he did. Just playing summer ball right after his freshman year. And came back to play for his high school his sophomore year. Learned to love it again, but didn't have that experience as much. So I had to build it up, ended up committing to Florida, and then was drafted prior to going to Florida. Ground ball poolside, gobbled up by Bonassi. Throws on to first, and Wilkerman Gonzalez battles out of a tough inning. Couple of strikeouts, and gets a ground out as well. Hillcats put a zero up in the top of the first. Red Sox, two up on MILB TV.
Yeah, when you're reading your intro, I was like, I can't hear Kevin.
Really? Yeah. Welcome back to Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV. Kevin DiDomenico, Andy Losi here with you. Bottom of the first inning, no cats threatened, but came up empty in the top half of the inning. Red Sox two up. Brainer Bonassi will lead things off for the Sox. Takes a called strike out or half, and the count is even, one ball and one strike. Delivering those balls and strikes for the Lynchburg Hillcats is Rodney Boone. As he offers a curveball upstairs and away for ball two, 2-1. He's 21 years of age, making his professional debut. Here's the 2-1. Foul the right side out of play. He's from UC Santa Barbara. He said getting the big leagues was his dream since he was a kid, and boy, did he lead UC Santa Barbara to some success. Pitch from Boone. Inside, popped up, inside, going out, tailing out of play, first base side. Two balls, two strikes, bottom of the first inning, Red Sox. 1-2-3 coming up here. This is Bonassi.
Yeah, Boone, action turning, 22 years old tomorrow, last day being 21, making a professional debut. Not a bad lifestyle.
Not bad at all. 2-2's fouled back, a breaking ball up and away.
But mentioning that point you made about him being at UC Santa Barbara, there are a lot of players on this Hillcats team, Kevin, that are starting to make their first appearance in minor league baseball. A lot of them played at the collegiate level in 2021, Boone being one of them that got drafted back in June.
2-2, upstairs and away. I mentioned a young team at that, but definitely plenty of college players. Some of them that omitted college as well. Bonassi, he's an international free agent signing back in July of 2018, 19 years of age out of Venezuela. 3-2 pitch, breaking ball inside, he walked him. So the second baseman is aboard to start the bottom of the first. And it brings up Edinson Paulino, a newcomer to the Salem squad. He'll have a man on and nobody out.
Absolutely. And Boone, just like Gonzalez, first batter that they see in their season, they walk him. It's not as bad as conditions that Gonzalez had, Kevin, but still, a great amount of wind that's coming through, a little bit of drizzle for the left-hander pitcher.
Yeah, still some wind heading toward that left field foul pole. First pitch almost snips the outside corner. Just low and away, below the knees, one ball, no strikes. Bottom of the first inning, nothing, nothing to score. Red Sox have a man aboard. Their leadoff runner, Bonassi. This is Paulino here, hitting from the left side. Lefty-lefty matchup. Fastball swung on, fouled straight back to the netting. And it's a ball and a strike. Paulino, an international free agent signing. Back in 2018 as well, as Boone picks over. He was signed on his 16th birthday. Had a great showing in the Dominican Summer League as a 17-year-old, hitting .287 with a .773 OPS. 36 games at the rookie level as well. Last year at .336, Bonassi running on a hit and run. It's popped up left side in foul ground. Tolentino's there. He makes the catch. About 8 feet inside of foul ground. And there's one away. And here comes Marcelo Meyer with one out, one on. He makes his Salem Red Sox debut. Marcelo Meyer, the fourth overall selection by the Boston Red Sox in the 2021 draft. He flies one deep left field toward the corner. Back at the wall, it is foul. Well, the wind blew that one, but if there's no wind, no rain, I think that's a go. I think that's got to be a home run.
Not a bad first hack and your first ever at bat with the Salem Red Sox. Got to get him out of it, but I'm going to be right with you there, Kevin. I think the wind played a role as we have a more of a mist coming through the area right now here at Salem. Just hasn't been that good conditions here in this first inning of this opening day in the Carolina League.
Yeah, the rain coming down a bit harder as Meyer steps in again. Marcelo of Chula Vista, California. Former USC commit. Lefty-lefty battle. Meyer, one of the more highly touted prospects in recent memory for this Red Sox team. The consensus top prospect in the 2021 draft fell to 4. The 0-1. Runner going on a pitch inside, a breaking ball that got away from Boone. And Bonassi snags second. He's going to be a threat all year for that.
Absolutely. Great jump on the play there. And I think it's easier for these base runners, Kevin. The bigger bases this year as well amongst the base paths. But for Meyer, just took a nice one high and inside, didn't swing on it, and then he ultimately just watched his teammate get a slide play on to second.
Wind continues to blow, and rain continues to come. Rain coming sideways now toward the press box. We've opened up a window, and that window is letting in plenty of rain. As the pitch clock starts, Boone toes the rubber. Bonassi off of second. One ball, one strike to Marcelo Meyer with one out. Boone comes set, belt high. Gives a look to second. Leans back, kicks and deals. Swing a ground ball opposite field, and it gets by inside the third base bag. Here comes Bonassi. He'll score. Meyer towards second, and it's an RBI double for Marcelo Meyer in his first at-bat with the Salem Red Sox. It's the Red Sox 1, and the Hillcats nothing.
Well, that's one way to live to the height, Kevin. Marcelo Meyer just goes opposite side. He didn't feel like they just a nice little grounder that gets out of there. And Meyer, he's been the talk of the town ever since we found out he was going to be on the Salem Red Sox roster. He comes through big and gives the Red Sox a nice lead in the bottom of the first.
Bottom one, Red Sox lead it 1-0, one out. And that brings Blaze Jordan to the plate. Jordan, the righty free swinger, waits for Boone and delivers a fastball outside that swung on and fouled back to the netting and out of play. Nothing and one to Blaze Jordan right next to Marcelo Meyer. Jordan is the one getting plenty of attention. Known for hitting the long ball, particularly in batting practice. We saw a ton of it here earlier today. Oh, one on the way. Swing and a miss. Got him on a breaking ball. Nothing and two.
Jordan was able to come off the Salem at the tail end of the season, Kevin. Hit around 250. Not bad for his 9 games with Salem, but a little injuries down the stretch limited his opportunities with Salem in 2021.
0-2, swung on and missed, struck him out on a breaking ball outside, so Jordan can't follow up the act of Marcelo Meyer. He strikes out. It takes us to Nathan Hickey. Nathan Hickey behind the dish this evening. Another guy who saw little action for the Sox just a year ago. Did come up, but then had a family emergency that he had to tend to and was not able to finish the season. So the first real look here at Nathan Hickey. 2 outs, bottom one. Hickey with a man in scoring position. It's Meyer as the breaking ball drops in, a called strike on the outer half. 12-6 from Boone to the lefty, Hickey.
Boone has found that breaking ball, that off-speed delivery, and it's been working so far in these last 2 at-bats.
No balls and a strike as Meyer takes his lead off second. Little bit of a shift, pull side to Hickey. No one awaits. Rodney Boone, 18 pitches so far, 12 of them strikes. He looks in, arm hanging, now comes set, belt high. Looks at Meyer at second. Kicks and fires. Fastball outside corner. And it can't catch the outer half. That's just below the knees. Count goes even 1-1. Nathan Hickey out of Jacksonville, Florida. Went to the University of Florida. 5th round selection last year. Signed a $1 million deal. He was slotted for around $500K as he chops a ground ball pull side. It's 1-2. Hey, he was slotted for $410,000. Ended up signing $1 million deal. That's the highest between the 4th and the 10th rounds. One ball, two strikes. Meyer gets his lead off of second. The wind continues to come down. The rain, as bad as ever. Here's the 1-2. Breaking ball in the dirt. Hickey spits on it. It's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, bottom of the first.
To really get a sense of the conditions, Kevin, we cannot see those mountains over in the right field right now.
I mean, to put it bluntly, this is probably the worst conditions I've seen in this booth. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Fastball upstairs. And I can't imagine what Rodney Boone is going through right now, just having to deliver to Nathan Hickey. Getting a grip on the ball must be extremely tough, and with the wind. Baseball, the hardest sport as it is, and having to fight the pitch clock at that, which just hit 0. 3-2. So we got a line drive foul right off of the press box to the right of us. I'll tell you what, Andy, we got a few foul balls up here right toward us. That's two here in the first inning here in 2022.
I guess it's just a year I should bring my glove to the booth for every single
game. Well, we talked about I have the net up here, so you might want to keep that net in hand. Again, we do only have one window open with the rain and wind coming straight at us here, game one. Boone picks up, looks at second, and the 3-2 awaits for Nathan Hickey. We need some windshield wipers here on the windows as well. Three balls, two strikes. Boone looks in, 1-0. Red Sox lead it, bottom of the first. Here's the pitch. Outside corner, he struck him out. Boone battles the conditions, strands Marcelo Meyer, who had an RBI double, gave the Red Sox the lead after one. It's the Sox one, the Hillcats nothing. We head to the second on MIOB TV. Welcome you back to Salem, Virginia. It's the top of the second. Red Sox lead it 1-0 thanks to an RBI double from who but Marcelo Meyer, first-round pick for the Boston Red Sox, fourth overall in the 2021 MLB draft. And the highly touted guy comes through.
He does, Kevin. A great first inning of baseball. Maybe not for the prettiness of what it has been on the field, but very productive. We got to see some offense, some great pitching, really great preview to what we're going to see this year across the Carolina League.
As you mentioned, rain coming down, wind continues to blow as the first pitch is swung on and fouled back by Milan Tolentino for strike one. Gonzalez enters his second inning of work. Got his pitch count up a bit in inning number one. 30 pitches, 20 of them strikes.
Yeah, we were talking all about how this game was going to become faster in the game, but still a very long first inning.
Line shot foul. That takes it all the way to the wall. And it's nothing in two. That's on a fastball inside. Straight up defense for the Red Sox. Outfield shifted a little bit to the left side, opposite field of the lefty Tolentino. As Gonzalez heads back to the windup. Wines kicks offers. Fastball upstairs. Letter high, 1-2. There's the 0-2 fastball high, and then see if he goes breaking ball here. Gonzalez looks in, gets the sign. 5 seconds on the clock, offers. That one off the end of the bat of Tolentino. Gonzalez fields, throws to first, and he got him one away. Soft contact, the name of the game for Wilkerman Gonzalez. Got a couple of Ks early. Now it's time to settle in, get that pitch count down as we head to Carson Tucker, another highly touted guy here for Lynchburg. Tucker, the DH this evening. Carson, a first-round pick, 23rd overall. Out of Phoenix, Arizona, Mountain Point High School. Righty-righty matchup. First pitch, breaking ball in there, called strike, nothing and one.
You mentioned Tucker being the first-round selection by the Guardians organization, but he didn't really have an excellent showing down in the ACL.
Breaking ball, low and away.
At about 150 last season within the rookie ball level. That's why he's batting right now seventh in the order. But if he gets hot, look for his name to go up the lineup.
1-1 outside corners in there called strike. One ball, two strikes. Yeah, he's a guy who has it running in the family. Kyle Tucker, his brother, plays for the Pirates, and he was actually drafted one pick in front of his brother Kyle as he strikes out looking on the pitch outside. How about that? Carson selected 23rd overall, Kyle 24th. And that's something you can hang over your brother forever.
It's bragging rights forever. You can say, you know what's funny, the 24 older brother. And he says, what? Number 23.
He signed with his brother by his side as well. It worked out together during COVID-19, and he says he just pushes him more and more. Carson's next step to make it to the show. First pitch, fastball inside. One ball, no strike. So two quick outs for Wilkerman Gonzalez. Three strikeouts for him as well this evening. One inside, and he got him. Isaiah Green is hit. on a fastball inside. It got him low, looked like in the leg. And with two outs, the Lynchburg Hillcats have a man aboard in Isaiah Green. And here comes Richard Paz. These two teams continue to battle the elements, and as do these fans. Shout out to these fans who are staying here in the seats that, again, are not covered, trying to battle the elements. Ponchos, umbrellas, everything in between. And I think some fans over in the second row in the black seats right behind home plate have maybe just raincoats on. And first pitch, fastball upstairs to Richard Paz. One ball, no strikes. Two outs, top of the second inning. Red Sox lead it 1-0.
You also have some fans that are in the concourse area. One of the only places that these has some protection over their head, so they're just watching this game from afar. But it's rain, it's windy, and it's also sort of cold to be out here on the night for baseball.
1-0, line into right field. It'll get down for a base hit right in front of Vaughn. He comes up firing, and holding at second is Isaiah Green. And all of a sudden, it's two on, two out for the Lynchburg Hillcats. That's hit number two for them here tonight. So Paz turns it around to Luis Durango, who, if you remember back in the top of the first, right when the elements started to hit, walked in a battle of an at-bat.
A pretty lengthy at-bat that got him all the way over to third base after some conditions worked in the way in favor of the Hillcats.
Gonzalez comes set, belt high, and he fires a wild pitch. That's a breaking ball that just got away from welcoming Gonzalez. Now it's to come home to try to cover. Both runners advance. Now second and third with two away.
Well, Gonzalez was fortunate in the top of the first inning to have this setup out on the base path, so he was able to get out of it with three consecutive outs. But this is not a situation you thought the Red Sox were going to be in after two quick outs to start off this top of the second.
One ball, no strikes, two outs, top of the second. Sox lead at 1-0. Hillcats threatening for the second straight inning. Pitch. Swing and a miss, and the bat slips out of the hands of Paz and flies all the way down the first baseline.
I think if we had, you know, rainy weather baseball bingo, that would definitely be on it, Kevin. We've already seen some times where players had slipped and slid some places, a foul ball that could have been a home run minus the conditions, a double that ball just couldn't get to because the wind made the ball die down. We're having all of them right now. It's to get the season going as well.
Yeah, these players thought they escaped the rain and wind and the elements that they thought were coming earlier this week, even 10 minutes before the game we talked about. And this is what they're getting. What a treat. Some fans sticking it out, though. The 1-1 is swung on and missed on a pitch down, 1-2. That's a fastball low and away. Well, Gonzalez is going to have to battle out of this one as well. Back in the first, he had second and third with no outs. Now second and third, two outs. See if he can work out another jam and strand a pair more runners for the Hillcats. One ball, two strikes. Gonzalez set at the belt. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball down. Nice block from Hickey. And we get a 2-2. Two outs here in the top of the second. Paz waits in. Gonzalez has the sign. The pitch. Swinging a ground ball, pull side. This should do it. Bonassi's there, throws to first, and the side is retired. Middle of the second. Couple more runners stranded for the Hillcats. Sox do up here in the bottom half of the second inning on MILB TV. The Red Sox lead it. We are in the middle of the second inning, and I think they want to just finish the top half of the second and head to the bottom half in a rain delay. So we will keep you posted. Follow the Salem Red Sox Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook for updates on this rain delay to when we will come back. Remember, the Salem Red Sox lead it 1-0 over the Lynchburg Hillcats on opening night. We are now in no rain delay.